USA News, I'm Ryan Daniels. The King of Jordan is visiting the White House to discuss ongoing conflict in the Middle East with President Biden. This is the first meeting the president has had with the King of Jordan since three U.S. soldiers were killed at a base inside his country. It was a drone attack carried out by an Iran-backed radical Islamic militia group. The U.S. has been launching military attacks against Iran-backed militia targets across the region in response. The King of Jordan will reportedly be stressing with Biden the importance of containing the Israel-Hamas war. He will reportedly also press for the U.S. to put pressure on Israel to put a stop to reported attacks against Palestinians by Israeli settlers. Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu, speaking to U.S. news reporters as his country continues its war on Hamas, the Israeli Prime Minister said, "The elimination of Hamas is what's best for the Palestinian people." But even then, he's not sure he trusts an independent Palestinian state either.
Should the Palestinians have an army? Should they have, can they sign a military pact with Iran? Can they import rockets from North Korea and other deadly weapons?
Speaking on ABC's This Week, a series of significant storms pounding the southern U.S. Monday, with tornado watches and warnings spread across southern Louisiana, Alabama, parts of Georgia, with flood alerts all the way northeast into Tennessee and the Carolinas. Plans for a Super Bowl celebration and parade are already in motion for Kansas City Chiefs fans. This after the Chiefs took their second straight NFL Super Bowl victory, this time over the San Francisco 49ers. The final score after overtime was 25-22. The rally in KC will happen in front of the historic Union Station. When the Chiefs won their Super Bowl last season, nearly a million people flooded into downtown Kansas City for the victory parade and rally. This is USA News.
The inventor and CEO of MyPillow is always looking for ways to solve everyday problems. Have you ever picked up a towel set because it felt really soft in the store, but then when you go to use it, it's not very absorbent? It's basically a towel that's leaving you out to dry. That's why MyPillow has developed the MyPillow Towels. Towels that work. I know, it's mind-blowing. Towels that actually dry you. The six-piece towel set includes two bath towels, two hand towels, and two washcloths. They come in a variety of colors, and right now you can receive a six-piece set for only $39.98 with promo code USA. Go to MyPillow.com right now and click on the radio listener special. MyPillow products come with a 10-year warranty, and they have a 60-day money-back guarantee. To receive this amazing offer on the six-piece set of MyPillow towels, just go to MyPillow.com, click on the radio listener special, and enter promo code USA, or call 800-951-8175. That's MyPillow.com, promo code USA.
A shooting at Joel Osteen's Lakewood Church in Houston's under investigation now. The shooter, a woman between the ages of 30 and 35, was killed by two off-duty officers. She reportedly entered the church Sunday afternoon with a five-year-old child and began shooting. Two people were injured. It is currently unknown what the motive for the shooting was or how the child was related to the shooter. A ruling in the Trump Colorado ballots case is likely to come from the U.S. Supreme Court before the Super Tuesday primary elections in March. Trump's lawyers argue their client's not an insurrectionist, but also that the Civil War era clause of the 14th Amendment being used against Trump should not apply to presidents, only lower office holders. As for Trump himself,
it's unfortunate that we have to go through a thing like that. I consider it to be more election interference by the Democrats is what they're doing.
The case stems from a decision by the Colorado Supreme Court ruling that Trump did engage in insurrection following the 2020 election. If the nation's high court rules in favor of Trump, it will stop other states from attempting to do that as well. A small plane crashing into a vehicle on a Florida interstate as the pilot attempted an emergency landing, it resulted in the loss of two lives. The victims identified as pilot Edward Daniel Murphy of Oakland Park, Florida, and second-in-command Frederick Hoffman of Pompano Beach. The private jet was carrying a total of five people and went down near a highway exit in Collier County, Florida. I'm Ryan Daniels, USA News.
Do you have a story to tell? Bring your story to life with audiobooks. Great stories deserve great storytelling. Audiobook Network provides professional voice actors and full production services for every author's manuscript. From narration, production, and editing to distribution, promotion, and sales, Audiobook Network handles everything. If you have a print book, ebook, or even a manuscript, call Audiobook Network now and get our free audiobook guide. 800-734-1229. 800-734-1229.